Quick, change the channel.
Everybody, that's right. This is Scott Thompson of Connectivity fame, I guess. I'm joined by Zach Miller.
Yo!
And we're going to be hosting a game of Jeopardy with some of the RFN crew and I guess some honorary guests as well. So,
I'm a member of the Famicast, so.
Well, that's true. That's true. So everyone's familiar with you. But going around, we have Guillaume Viette.
I have butterflies.
James Jones.
It's Thursday. I'm just here.
Yeah, you didn't know what was going on. You just showed up. And then, as you already heard, Don Koopman.
I'm recording this at 3:50 in the morning. Am I crazy?
Absolutely.
Sure. Thank you.
So
we need that advantage.
So, yeah, there's not a, not a regular RFN this week. So the parents are away, but they left the keys to the car. And here we are driving it. So, yeah, so this is in lieu of the regular RFN. I don't know what you guys call yourselves on that show. Connectivity, we call ourselves the Connectables. But I assume you guys go by the Freebirds, so this will be the crown, the King Freebird.
We have a very boring name. We just call us the Fremi Crew. So
we actually were blessed in that our parents gave us names, so we like to use them.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
Fair enough.
Maybe there'll be time to talk about that after the show.
We can go by Team Awesome for the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Very modest. All right, so for anyone who hasn't listened to Jeopardy on Connectivity, basically this is just going to be like the TV game show that you're all probably familiar with. We have two rounds, each consisting of five categories with five questions each. And in the end, there'll be Final Jeopardy, where they can wager all their NWR bucks that they've won and try to become Supreme Champion. So I've got the categories for the first round here, and they are Crazy Like a Star Fox, Slogans Run, Name That Year, Box Art to the Layman, and Compose Yourself. And you know what? I'll let Don go first, because he's played before. So there's a little favoritism there.
Ah, thank you. Wow, this is a very complicated choice this time. Let's go for Name That Year for 100.
Okay. So how this is going to work, I'm going to name a game or a console, and you'll tell me the year that it came out.
Okay.
And you said 100?
Yep, 100.
All right, for 100, Ocarina of Time. And that is James.
1998.
Correct. And James, the board is yours.
Oh, Box Art for the Layman for 300.
Oh, man, mixing it up.
Wow.
All right. So how this category works is I'm going to describe box art to you as if I had no idea what video games were. So I'll describe them in the most basic terms that I can, and you'll have to guess what game I'm talking about.
There's like 12 episodes of RFN just about me doing this.
Great.
Usually in anger, though, but that's fine.
Well, you should have it in the bag then. So for 300, we have Moonlight filters in through an open window as a woman struggles to free herself from the grip of an undead monster. You guys want it one more time?
Sure.
Can't hurt.
Okay. Moonlight filters in through an open window as a woman struggles to free herself from the grip of an undead monster.
Pass.
Yeah, I have this game.
We'll call time. And that is the GameCube remake of Resident Evil. Jill struggling for her life.
That's why I didn't know, because a box just said Resident Evil on it.
Oh, that's true. Really? Yeah, every now and then that happens. There's a little cultural favoritism where we don't take into account that Don might not be used to the same things we are. Well, sorry about that.
And you said last time you wouldn't do this again.
You know, I think there's a question on here that might be good. Yeah, there is. That's pretty European, so you'll be good on that one, I think.
Has a U in it.
Yes, it's right up your alley.
You jerk.
All right, James, the board's yours then.
Let's go 200 then, same category.
Okay. A man bounds into the air clutching a sparkly vegetable. Guillaume.
What is Super Mario 2?
Yes, correct. Alright, then the board is yours.
100.
Same category?
Sure.
Alright. A blue beast is in pursuit of a dinosaur carrying a missing child. James.
What is King Kong?
Incorrect.
What?
Oh, never mind. Ha. Huh.
Anyone else?
Pass.
What is it again?
A blue beast is in pursuit of a dinosaur carrying a missing child.
Okay. What is Super Mario World 2? Yoshi's Island?
Correct.
There we go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
King Kong.
There is like a non-movie related King Kong game that has a weird thing on the front with like dinosaurs and stuff. It's bizarre.
Oh, shit.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, this is the $100 question, so yeah. I don't know if we would have gone that obscure yet.
I'll go with the same category, 400.
All right. A mustachioed man dressed in a vest and wielding a cane reaches out towards the viewer while toothless clown heads watch in waiting.
Sounds like a horror movie.
I know.
The hell?
You guys want it one more time?
Sure.
All right. A mustachioed man dressed in a vest and wielding a cane reaches out towards the viewer while toothless clown heads watch in waiting.
Huh.
All right, I'll call time. It is the box for carnival games for the week.
Oh.
because of course we all have that game.
Yeah. Don't you guys pull that out every day?
Yeah.
I think at this point everyone has that game.
It's definitely one of the best-selling games. All right, Guillaume, you just want to finish that category?
Sure, 500.
All right. A building explodes while a lone jetpack-wearing man flies over a dump truck.
This game sounds amazing.
It does. Right.
One more time. A building explodes while a lone jetpack-wearing man flies over a dump truck.
Just cuz?
The answer is not the Rocketeer.
Oh, James?
Blast Corps?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
There
we go.
Yeah.
I was trying to buzz in. I kept hitting shift. I was like, damn it!
Nothing's happening. All right, let's do a scoring update as we finish that category. We have Don at 0, hasn't done anything yet. James, you are at 500, thanks to that question. And Guillaume, you are at 300.
Hmm.
And then, James, the board is yours.
Huh. Compose yourself for 100.
All right. And the answers to all of these questions are, I guess, famous Nintendo composers. Either working for Nintendo itself or just working on games that are famous on Nintendo platforms.
You know, Alex Trebek doesn't have to tell everyone how Jeopardy works every category.
Well, we made our category names like satirical and sly, so I want to help everyone out a little bit.
Fine.
All right. So, though he composed many games, his most famous score was that for Super Mario Brothers. Guillaume.
Koji Kondo.
Correct.
Hey.
Yeah, sure. Compose yourself. 200.
Okay. He has been attached to a great number of RPGs, including Chrono Trigger and Xenoblade Chronicles. Alright, I think we'll call time on that one. This is also the category where you get to hear me butcher a lot of Japanese names.
Wait, can I guess before? Since it just hit
no,
me.
You call time.
No, but, oh. I mean, not for points, I just want to guess if I'm right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it Mitsuda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll attempt the first name.
See, like, I recognize names when I hear them or read them, but
yeah,
it hit
me right as he buzzed, I'm like, ah!
Yeah, Yasunori
Mitsuda.
Yes. Yeah, there we go. Great. All right.
Chrono Cross and everything.
Guillaume, you want to keep going?
Sure, 300.
All right. He is most notable for his work on Super Metroid and the Metroid Prime trilogy. Guillaume.
You know what? My finger slipped.
Oh, really?
take away the points. Sorry.
Well, if it was legitimate slipping, I think maybe you can get one pass. James, do you have a guess, or did your finger slip too?
Could you repeat the question for me?
Well, I can if James doesn't actually have a guess.
I do have a guess.
Okay, go ahead, James.
Is it Tanaka?
Incorrect.
Oh!
Okay, so Don, he's most notable for his work on Super Metroid and the Metroid Prime trilogy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a guess. Yamamoto?
Yes, correct.
Mm. Oh.
Kenji Yamamoto.
Google to the rescue.
I won't raise a protest, but Tanaka definitely worked on all of those games.
You might be right.
That's a really grab for that one.
I just know they've been, that they, all those guys have been around for a while, so I just went with one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think
I think, there's always been a certain some composers on that same series, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you lose by 300 points, maybe we'll go back to the judges and discuss it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dom, the board is yours.
Let's go and continue with the category.
All right. So, for 400, he composed the highly revered soundtracks for the Donkey Kong Country games. And I'll give a hint. This is the only one that isn't a Japanese name. James.
It's Beeland.
Incorrect. I mean, I don't know if he worked on them, but he's not who's credited, like, the mastermind behind it.
Okay, then.
No.
All right. David Wise.
Right. Right.
And then, just want to finish it out, Dom?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. So for 500, he has worked on numerous Nintendo games, including Mario Paint, Animal Crossing, and Wii Sports. Guillaume, did you buzz?
I rebuzzed.
Okay, go ahead.
Who is Tanaka?
Incorrect.
Really?
I'll double check your, well, let's see, Don, what do you have?
I'll have the same answer, so don't worry.
Okay.
Well, then I have one.
Go ahead, James.
Is it Totaka?
Totaka.
Oh,
Totaka.
The...
Yeah. Mm. Totake, yeah.
I'm an idiot.
All right.
Well, I was also thinking on the wrong one, yeah.
Very close. That's why I was like, oh, did I just write it down wrong? But I guess not. Because James knew it. All right, a scoring update. That category, not too friendly. Don did score, though. He's at 300. Mm-hmm. James, that final answer bumped you back up to 300. You were in the negatives. And Guillaume, that last one dropped you to negative 100.
Ah, jeez.
And then James, the board is yours.
Let's see.
We have Name That Year, 200 through 500, and then all of Slogans Run and all of Crazy Like Us
Up. Let's go with Slogans Run for 400.
400. All right. And again, how this category will work, I will give you a slogan. You tell me what system it was for.
Oh, so we had to kill it before it reaches 26 years of age.
Yes. Also, there's a robot that looks ridiculous.
Exactly. All right. So for 400, get in or get out. James.
That would be for the N64.
Correct.
Nice.
Board is yours.
Let's go 300.
300? And that is our daily double. Okay. Now how this works is this category or this question is just for you. No one else can answer. And you can wager, well, because you have more than $500, you can wager any amount that you want. You have $700 currently.
So I can wager any amount I want.
Up to $700.
Well, yeah, obviously. 500 then.
Okay. So for 500, now you're playing with power.
Is it the NES?
Correct.
Ah, no.
Close. All right. And then the board remains yours.
Let's go 300.
You just did 300.
Let's go 200 then.
All right, for 200, touching is good. James.
The DS.
Correct. And your pick, James.
100.
100. We would like to play. Guillaume.
The Wii.
Correct.
500. Let's go.
All right, so for 500, life's a game. Don.
GameCube?
GameCube is correct.
Mm. It's a good thing I didn't get it. I was going to say GBA.
I was thinking about it, I'm like, it can't be GameCube. That's way too obvious.
That was one of the only. There was, I think, Touching is Good and that one. Those two were always in the same region, so America and Europe did have the same ones.
Two. I was wondering, yeah, if that was going to be fair for you either.
Yeah.
All right, well, the board is yours. I'll give a quick scoring update. After that category, Don is up to 800. James has jumped ahead to 1,400. And Guillaume has righted the ship and gone to zero.
So, all right. What is left on the board?
We have all of Crazy Like a Star Fox, mm-hmm. and we have 200 through 500 of Name That Year.
Let's go to 200 for Name That Year.
Okay. Super Metroid. That is Guillaume.
1994?
Correct.
All right. Nice. 300, same category.
The original Famicom. That is Guillaume.
1983?
Correct.
Mm. Guillaume knows awesome. His years.
All right, 400.
The Virtual Boy. Guillaume again.
1995.
Correct.
Wow.
Awesome, let's go. 500.
500, clearing it out. The Nintendo 64 DD. Oh, James is going for it. What do you got, James?
99
is correct.
Nice. Mm.
I always get suspicious when there's like time to Google a question.
I was sitting there going, is it 98 or 99? 98 or 99? I was like, God, screw it, let's go.
I only knew the date. I didn't know the year. It was December 1st. I didn't know the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, right at the end of the year.
It was like December 1st of some year. It's like which year?
I was surprised it was that late when I looked it up. I thought it was 98. I was kind of surprised. Alright, so all we have left is Crazy Like a Star Fox. James, you just want to go through an order, or do you want to pick a random score to start with?
You know what? I'm going to make it easy on you. Let's go with 100.
Alright, so for 100, this device was famously bundled with Star Fox 64. James.
I might have buzzed in too soon. I think I did. Let Guillaume have it.
I think he did too.
Alright, go ahead, Guillaume.
What is the Rumble Pack?
Correct.
I gave it to you, man. You don't have to rub that in.
I was going to say, I love that Guillaume wasn't like, no, go ahead. He was like, I think he absolutely did. You're right.
200.
For 200, they are the three members of Fox's team. That's James.
Falco, Slippy, and Peppy.
Can you give me last names?
Hare, Lombardi, and Toad.
Correct.
Jesus.
Not in the right order, but that's fine.
Pippi Lombardi. I love that guy.
So, for 300, this minigame collection featured a recreation of the first level of the original Star Fox.
Recreation,
sorry. Guillaume.
WarioWare, Smooth Moves.
Correct.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Damn, son.
400, please.
Okay, for 400, this studio... Oh, you wrote that wrong, Zach. This studio... it's, like, grammatically incorrect. This studio developed the Super Nintendo Super FX chip. Guillaume.
Ah, fuck. What is Argonaut Software?
You know, I might give that to you. It's Argonaut Games, but when I was doing my research, I did see it sometimes referred to as Argonaut Software. So, but
jeez.
I know.
I'm fairly sure that in the credits of Star Fox, it says software.
Right. They might have later changed to games. So I'll give you that one.
All right. Is 500 left?
Yep. That's all that's left. All right. Due to trademark issues, this was the much cooler subtitle for Star Fox 64 in PAL regions. Oh, sorry, James has got it.
Lylat Wars.
Correct.
Mm. It is cooler. I agree.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that finishes round one. Let me give a scoring update here. Don is sitting pat at 800 points. Mm-hmm. James has launched himself to 2,600. And after an impressive round, Guillaume has come to 1,700.
Awesome.
Let's roll on to the second round. I'll let you take control, Zach.
So the categories for this round are Nintendo, It's a Blank, Video Game Geography, The Donald Mick, he wrote that category, Adventures of the Younger Plumber, and Zach wrote this category.
I wonder who wrote that category.
You guys are getting lazy.
Not Scott.
I will not theme this category. You cannot make me.
Here's a tip for that category. Every answer is probably a dinosaur. So.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right. Who's first?
Who left? I think James got the last one.
Yes.
Okay.
So I will go with Video Game Geography.
All right. For what?
200.
Okay.
You're such a dick.
Well, no, 200 is the lowest point category.
Oh, right.
This time it is.
God damn.
You're such a dick anyway.
That's fine, but at least get it for the right reasons.
Oh, yeah. All right. For 200, you can visit Sarasa Land in this ancient Game Boy game. Guillaume.
Super Mario Land.
Yes, sir.
I grew up with a Game Boy.
Go, Guillaume.
400, I suppose? Mm-hmm.
This region, featured in Pokemon Red and Blue and Green, is surprisingly similar to its real-world namesake. Guillaume again.
What is Kanto?
Yes, sir.
And I've never even played Pokemon.
Wow.
600, please.
Okay. Kirby travels to this handcrafted world in Kirby's Epic Yarn. Don.
Patchland.
Yes, sir.
Pantsland? Seriously?
Patch.
Patch, as in patches.
Okay.
If all only right. It were Pantsland.
Well, actually, in the European version, they had to remove pants because pants is British slang for dumb.
I remember that.
So they changed into trousers in the European version. Let's continue.
All right. Do-do-do-do-do-do! This is now the Daily Double, Don. Okay, how much do you want to bet up to your wager? That was the same word. How much do you want to bet up to your total? What's his total, Scott?
Right now, Don, you have 1,400 NWR bucks, so you can bet all of that if you want.
400.
Okay. Link is washed ashore in this dreamy locale in his first portable adventure.
I don't know that from the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Guillaume, you don't get to go because this is a Daily Double and only Don gets to answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but what do you want to say?
Yeah, what was the answer?
Well, Koholint Island.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
In French, it's Kokolint, but that doesn't make any sense.
If somebody says that, I know it, but I didn't know it from the top of my head. So, there you go.
Okay. Well, you still get to pick the next one.
Oh, yeah. Let's finish this one off, then.
All right, for 1,000. The six nations of Fire Emblem the Sacred Stones all inhabit this continent.
Oh.
Wrote that just for you, James.
Oh. You said Sacred Stones, right?
I did.
Oh.
I played this recently.
You did?
But there's so many names in that game.
How many names do you want? Stop giving me names!
Don buzzed in. Don buzzed in.
What is Macfell?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh,
well done.
What's a country? What's a continent?
Just for a side note, I want you guys to know that in this category, Zach had that as the second question, and he had the Pokemon question as the ultimate one. I was like,
wow, that's backwards.
You gotta flip those
a
around.
Backwards. You can thank All Scott right. for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Because that game only has 11,000 proper nouns.
Yeah.
All right, Don, go again.
Okay, so I have to pick a new category now, yeah?
You do.
Let's go for Nintendo. It's a blank.
Okay, 200?
Yeah, 200.
All right, while Mario and Zelda had to share a box of the Nintendo cereal system, these two closely related characters each had their own cereals.
How's that fair for European?
How's that fair to people who don't like cereal?
Well, there's just something wrong with you if you don't like cereal. Are we going to go do on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr.?
Seriously?
Of course.
Why?
Donkey Kong Jr.'s cereal looked like bananas.
What do Donkey Kongs look like?
Barrels.
Oh, of course. just a quick scoring update before we move on. Don is at 2,000. James is sitting still at 2,600. And Guillaume is at 2,300. So very close game.
You see, round two is where shit gets real, people.
Right.
Donkey Kong cereal sounds like something I'd feel ill looking at.
It really does.
Let's just continue this category.
Okay. Usually known simply as Captain N, this plucky adventurer teamed up with various Nintendo heroes to defeat Mother Brain and Dr. Wily.
Oh.
So what's his name? Because not Captain N.
Do we have to give a full name?
Well, I would like his full name. If you know, if you even remember one half of his name, that would be great. James.
It's Kevin. It's his first name.
It is
name.
Kevin Keane. Yes, sir.
That show was never localized.
That's okay. I never watched it anyway because I had three plus brain cells.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, that's not true. I watched it on UPN in reruns at one point. Thought, wow, this is the worst show ever made.
All right. So, James, the board is yours.
What was that? That was 200 or 400?
400, yep.
Let's go to 600 then.
That
was a 400 question? Really?
I know. That one I should have probably moved around for Zach, but oh well.
This Super Nintendo series spawned an early computer animated cartoon that was more successful in France and Japan than in North America.
The hell?
Computer animated show. Guillaume.
What is Donkey Kong Country?
Yes. What's up?
Oh,
yes.
God.
That horrible show. Oh,
it was horrible.
God.
It was terrible, but at least it was localized. All right, 800, please.
All right. Vanna White, Magic Johnson, and freaking Elvira were all guest stars on this American television series hosted by Lou Albano and Danny Wells. Oh, everybody all at once. Done.
Done.
The Super Mario bought a super show?
Hell yep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I move that to worst show yet?
Hey, that show had its moments.
Not intentionally.
The Mega Man cartoon was the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still, like, reeling from the fact that America had the best taste when it came to Donkey Kong Country, the cartoon.
Donkey Kong Country cartoon. Yeah, we don't want that. Please get rid of this.
You want to finish that off, Don?
Yeah, let's finish this off.
All right. For 1,000. In the year of our Miyamoto, 1992, Nintendo Power began printing monthly comics drawn by, I am going to butcher this, Shotaro Ishinomori, based loosely on this seminal video game. I have the graphic novel. Guillaume.
What is The Legend of Zelda?
More.
Ah, fuck you.
That's the best codon for a Zelda game ever.
A link to the past? Maybe.
Yes.
Woo!
Wait, 92. What year was that?
92.
Oh, okay.
No, the original Legend of Zelda.
Look, it was localized here as The Legend of Zelda, fuck you.
That was the name, really.
Yeah,
seriously?
Yeah.
That's not all very right. Nintendo-y.
All right.
All right, here's a quick scoring update before we move on. Again, still very close. Don at 2,800, mm-hmm. James at 3,000, and Guillaume has taken the lead with 3,900.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 1,000-point questions make a big difference.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so The Adventures of the Younger Plumber.
200?
Or 200, yep.
It's the full name of TYP's monthly-ish podcast. James.
Radio Trivia Podcast Edition.
That is not the full name of it.
Oh.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Shit gets real in round two.
Anyone else?
Nothing?
No.
Oh, wait, Guillaume.
Guillaume.
Mario Puzo's Nintendo Radio Trivia Podcast.
I'm going to go ahead and take that as a joke answer. The answer is Nintendo World Report presents Radio Trivia Podcast Edition.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
That cuts no breaks.
That's where we're at on this. I don't even know who's supposed to go. Guillaume, I think you go, right?
Seriously? Okay. 400.
Okay. Luigi will once again team up with Professor E. Gadd in this upcoming 3DS game. Don.
Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon.
I guess I can take that. It's Luigi's Mansion 2 Dark Moon, but yeah.
No, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon.
They dropped the 2.
When did they do that?
When they changed the title.
I can't believe that. All right, fine. You get it anyway. Screw those guys.
Next one.
Okay, 600.
You get it anyway for being correct.
Yeah. because Bowser never remembers his name, he refers to Luigi as this in Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
I played that yesterday.
Oh, man.
All right, I think we'll have to call time.
No.
All right, time. Who is Green Guy?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very it could funny have been game. So many things.
800, I'm guessing?
Okay. Yeah,
sure.
This game, Luigi's first solo outing, appeared on the NES, SNES, and MS-DOS. Guillaume.
Well, Mario is missing.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. 1,000.
Okay. Luigi wishes to be, quote, a great plumber, just like my brother Mario, end quote, in this beloved SNES game. James.
What is Super Mario RPG?
Hell yeah. That's like the most touching moment in that game.
Well, it had to be that game because words were involved. And it was a Super Nintendo
yeah.
game.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Maybe Mario's Time Machine. You'd never know.
Never
That's
know.
True.
Who played right. that?
Yeah. I mistakenly rented that one night when I was staying the night at my grandma's house.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
The worst weekend of my life. All right. Here's a score update. Don at 3,200.
Okay.
James at 3,800. And Guillaume at 4,500.
All right, and I believe Guillaume gets that.
Wait,
no, James
just
me. What categories are left?
We got the Donald Mick, and Zach wrote this category.
So good
Damn
luck.
Damn it.
Who do you like more?
Let's go with the Donald Mick for 400.
Okay, I'm going to thank Donald right now for writing these questions. He wrote a whole round, but I just took one of each of his questions because.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
he's my favorite too, James.
Nice. wow. Okay.
He writes email. We have to be nice to him.
For 200, it's the percentage you'll have at the end of a perfect.
No, no,
run.
No, 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 no. Well, okay. He said 400, but
oh,
go ahead. You've already started.
I thought he said 200. Do you want 400?
Well, you've read half
We've
the
question.
We've already
started the
Fuck.
Question.
Just go.
It's
Just
the percentage
go.
You'll have at the end of a perfect run through Donkey Kong Country 3. Guillaume.
105.
Whoa, nice.
That was real good.
Yeah. We actually did a game club on Negative World about Donkey Kong Country 3. There was no way I would have known that without that. So thanks, NW. also free plug. That's your reward.
Oh, look at that.
So that was 200?
That was 200, not 400.
Okay. So let's go for 400, please.
Okay. Not 600, 400.
Yes.
This NX RPG is so brutally difficult that you can actually lose the game at the character select screen.
Oh, God. Oh, damn it.
I do not want to play this.
I've played it. That's the worst part.
Oh, I assumed you had.
Oh, what's it called?
Yeah, call time.
Call time? What is Seventh Saga?
Oh, God, that game.
Oh, okay.
So how do you die at the character select screen?
There's some choices you have to make. I think if you pick the wrong one, you lose.
Awesome.
It's like this guy just starts asking you questions. It's a, and you know what? I've beaten that game. Take that. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. You want 600?
Yeah. Whoever's next. Guillaume, I guess.
Let's just go with 600 because nobody knows.
Yeah.
Okay. This Mega Man outing featured such colorful bosses as Aztec Falcon, Blizzak, and Harpoona. James.
What is Mega Man... Oh, excuse me. What is Mega Man Zero?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah, Harpoona is the one that gives it away.
Hmm.
Because she doesn't go away ever.
Oh, yeah, I forget you played through the entire collection.
Yeah, jeez. in like 3 days.
Okay, James, you want 800 or a different category?
Let's go 800.
Okay. You can also buy this retail Wii game on the Super Nintendo. James.
What is Super Mario Brother All-Stars?
Yes, sir.
Nintendo.
Isn't that technically Super Mario All-Stars, New Super Mario Bros. All-Stars?
Oh, we're going to nitpick.
You know, what's crazy to me is that Kirby's getting a better anniversary than Mario.
I'm getting it tomorrow, so.
Nice. Hey.
It has menus and everything. We need to step up.
All right. Want to finish it off?
Let's go.
Okay. If you're familiar with Donald's forum alias, you should know that this Pokemon is number 492 in the International Pokedex.
Oh, jeez.
James.
Shaman.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remembered his form handle.
All right, scoring update. That was a big round for James. He is now at 6,200. Guillaume is at 4,700, and Don is at 3,200.
Nice.
I love you, Donald!
And I think it's rather telling that Zach's category is last.
You guys fear. Suck. You all
gripped
suck.
By fear.
Hey, if I had control, I would have chose your category.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
See, the loser would have picked Zach.
Oh, yeah, I see how it is.
Aww.
I hate all of you all at once.
This is getting mean-spirited. Let's move on.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, James. These questions are mean-spirited.
Awesome. I can't wait for no one to get any points.
I'm known to be a mean drunk, and I've been drinking.
It's a strong play for a podcast recording session.
It is. All right, you want to just go down the list?
Wait, Guillaume's already buzzed in. I think he has an answer.
Guillaume!
The answer is Maker's Mark. Yeah. I've been drinking.
All right, yeah, let's just do it in order and get through it.
All right, just fuck it. Okay, this game features the Pelycosaur Dimetrodon with machine guns strapped to its sides, which is
the most awesome thing
ever.
Is that part of the question? This is the most awesome thing
Hell
ever.
Hell yeah, it is.
Just take a second. Think about Nintendo games. Think about what Zach likes. I think you can guess this one.
Unfortunately, I can't.
A dinosaur with machine guns on it.
It's not a dinosaur, Scott. It's a Pelycosaur.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
So it's a Nintendo game, really?
We'll call time. Well, it came out on a Nintendo console anyway.
Yeah. What is Turok Dinosaur Hunter?
I'm sorry. I couldn't make out anything from the gray.
Okay, 400. Now, you guys will get this. It's the Daily Double, James.
Okay.
Which, yeah, I guess the board was James, yeah.
It still was, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Let's go 500.
Okay. Now, if you don't get this, come on. This DSiWare character quickly adjusts her bikini top as an idle animation.
Oh, God, I can see her.
So can I.
Shantae.
So can I. Yes, sir. Well done. All right, 600. This DS 3DS launch title featured a laughable version of the Polycanthid ankylosaur Gastonia. Guillaume.
Steel Diver?
No.
Steel Diver?
I don't know.
Do you know what an ankylosaur is? Don.
Battle of Giants.
More.
Correct. I think we should take it. I think we should take it.
I had to review the very broken Wii version of that game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, there's a Wii version? Really?
Yeah, but very gimmicky controls too, so, on it. Play it right now.
All right, 800. If you eat one of your scantily clad worshippers in this game, your Mesozoic beast regains some health. James.
What is... Oh, shoot. Primal Roar?
Yeah, whoa.
No.
Oh.
I can't take that.
What is Primal Rage?
Yes.
Duh.
Obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. It's the best game ever. All right, 1,000. For obvious reasons, this upcoming Atlas title was Zach's handheld game of show at E3 in 2012. Guillaume.
What is Code of Princess?
Yes.
Oh.
I have that title.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I'm not going to lick the box art for you.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Well, that's got to be chapter art, right?
I was going to say, yeah, Don, send me a picture of that because we need that for the post, if anything else.
Sure.
All right. It's Final Jeopardy, but Scott, who's winning?
Yeah, let me give you a score update. That was a good category because it shook everything up. Don is at 3,800. James has dropped to 5,900, while Guillaume has moved up to 5,900.
Wow.
Whoa.
So we have a two-way tie there, and then Don's closely behind. So yeah, we're up to Final Jeopardy now. So each of you should probably write down your score so you remember it, or just remember it in your head.
You want to do Final Jeopardy, Scott?
Yeah, I can do it. So the category is handheld history. So go ahead and send me your wagers for handheld history. Okay, let me take a look what everyone's got. Okay, great. All right, pretty good. All right, here is the question, and then you'll have about 30 seconds, so just send me your answers. There were 59 versions of this little handheld, which was called Trikotronic in Germany. So, Don, we'll start with you because you had the lowest score.
Yeah.
You had 3,800. You wagered 500, and your answer was, "I have no idea." I checked with the judges, and that is incorrect.
Ironically, that is correct. No.
So that drops you to 3,300.
Yeah.
I'll go to James next, and yes. His answer was Game & Watch, which is correct, and he wagered all of his money.
Wow.
Which, in all caps, all of it.
Yes, all of it. Which, if my math's correct, I've had a few beers, so I'm hoping 11,800. I believe that's correct. Not that it will matter, because Guillaume wagered the exact same amount and answered the exact same answer.
Wow.
We have a tie.
Two-wayer.
So okay, but how did James spell it?
He did. He spelled and, whereas you used the ampersand, and the ampersand is correct.
I think we all know what the correct thing to do is here.
I think the correct thing to do is penalize Guillaume for being pedantic.
You know, I think just in the spirit of competition, we're going to leave it a tie so you guys can come back for another round another time. So here we hope to crown the king, free bird, and yet we have a tie. There is no king.
Now you two have to fight.
I must say, I've already lost, and considering the late hour, it's 4:40 in the morning, I feel pretty good about my score, actually.
Yeah, not too bad. So, yeah, not bad. I think we'll have to get you guys to go against Johnny one time, because he came on against, like, Pedro, who's, like, our number one star, and
yeah,
maybe
he
played you, Zach.
The floor.
I don't remember who
no,
played
I've,
against
I
you.
Hosted. I forget who the third person was.
It might have been Patrick, who was just completely outmatched.
I think you're
right,
yeah.
Johnny just, like, swept the floor with all of them. It was amazing.
I did.
So we'll have to get the three of you.
Well,
on
to be fair, he's been to every E3 at this point.
It's true.
Since its inception, that's true. Yeah, it was amazing. So good job, guys.
But
yeah.
also, Scott and Zach, you deserve a penalty for putting in too many American questions.
You know what? This is America.
Minus two of the five.
Yeah, exactly. Two of the three contestants aren't from America.
Scott, are you hosting the call?
I am.
We're hosting the call on American soil, boys.
So it is an American call. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
It's an American
minus
call.
Minus 2,000 points for Zach for the next time he enters as a participator.
Oh, I see how it is. Yeah,
Zach starts with negative 20,000. Dig out of that hole.
I mean, to be fair, in the Olympics this year, they do have competitions involving like drinking tea and stuff, so it's not like it's always entirely fair to...
Are you serious?
Countries. No, of course
not.
Oh,
thank
God. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because they're going to make a gold medal with tea drinking on it.
I don't know. They have some stupid sports in the Olympics, man.
You know, I can't wait for all the Londoners to stand by to wait for the Americans to arrive and say, "You're on our soil now, bastards."
But fine, they are.
All right, guys. I think that will do it. So, thanks for listening to this, I guess, special episode of Radio Free Nintendo.
Special.
Yeah, very special. you can expect a return to your normal programming next week.
We should be recording a Famicast on Sunday, so.
Oh, well, there you go. You can look forward to that. And, as always, if you don't listen, Zach and I are from Connectivity. You can find us there. We do Jeopardy, once every month or so. So, and hopefully we'll get all these guys on again, all the RFN guys anyway. Sorry, Don, for one final, RFN deciding game. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm so the loser anyway, so why would I invite anyway to a winner's game?
I want no part of Mets. I don't need that. I don't need to slow down. Bring on Lindemann because I could destroy him, but Mets, no. We
no,
that.
None of us can beat Mets.
Maybe Mets should host. He can come up with the questions.
That there you go.
No, no, I've been that game. I've dealt with Mets' questions. We don't want that.
All right. Well, yeah, that'll do it. So thanks a lot, everyone. And I guess we'll see everyone next week.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks for having us on.
Bye.
Bye.